welcome to Crack at the Rudis. We're on a different day this week. We had to reschedule, so we're coming to you on a Wednesday. So we're all the same old crack and news coming on. This week, we are joined by Gavin Blunn. Hello, Gavin.
Hi.
How are you?
Gav the man.
Fine.
Gavin is our, at the Rootless Pub, he is our head of video photography and videography, I think was what we agreed his title was going to be.
Good title.
Is it, Gav?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gavin, what do you do at the Rootless Pub at events?
Basically, I'm taking videos and photos to post onto the YouTube channel and also to edit.
Lovely. Okay. Right, Gavin is my youngest son. He's not just some kid dragged off the street.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
I thought you'd hired him.
No, it's a true family business, so we utilise every single piece of...
Rent-a-child.
Rent-a-child, yeah. Okay, so Gav's going to pop off over there now while we do this. That means skedaddle, Gav. Hit the road, Jack.
Yes, you might be head of, mate. You might be head of department, but you're not...
Head of department.
Not landlady.
Yeah. Brilliant. Love. Thank you, Gavin. Right, we are joined in the studio, as always, by Ewan Rankin of 12 Space Media.
Hello.
He's the guy that makes all this happen. Thank you very much, Ewan. Also, Emma Ramsey of Impact HR.
Hello.
She's our, use your microphone.
You need to hold the microphone up to your
mouth. Use your microphone. So Emma is a HR specialist, and you offer advice to all different types of businesses, things like that, don't you? But in particular today, we'll be talking about the pub trade and conflict management and things like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Have you had much to do with the pub trade and things like that?
I have worked with a pub, yes.
Yes.
I've worked with restaurants as well, which the one I was working with had a bar, so similar sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you do have slightly different problems in different businesses.
Yeah.
Slightly different challenges, should we call them.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, it's important to get it right.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the conflict management, because it's one of those things you've got to keep it down as fast as you can and not let things escalate. What's wrong with you? What are you laughing at? Nothing yet. I think I know what you're laughing at. Right, lovely. So as always, we're also going to do our What's On in Birmingham this weekend. So we've got a few really good things coming up this weekend. First one is the Solihull Summer Festival. There it is up on the screen. So this is it's pretty much the highlight of the Solihull Festival scene. It's every year now. It's getting bigger and bigger and better and better. And it sells massively every single year. It's always packed in there. So with loads of people just pre-book all their tickets as soon as they are on the market. So it's Saturday and Sunday. Says there's 3 days to go. And it's in Tudor Grange Park. So it's really accessible. Brilliant for if you're coming on the train or on the bus or anything like that. You've got loads and loads of services around there. That's a really one to go to.
Tudor Grange Park's a nice park.
It's a brilliant park. Yeah.
It is. Lovely. Yeah. It's got a bit smaller, but it's...
It's a nice one just to go around as well. Mm. The we're really lucky in Birmingham for parks on the whole. There's so many lovely, lovely parks around Birmingham.
There's probably, there's a more canals than Venice kind of stat.
Yeah.
I reckon there's probably a more parks than...
Do you think?
Something. Staff,
Parksville.
Yeah. Parks than
more parks than Parksville.
That's the one.
Well done,
Emma. I like that. More parks than Parksville.
Wow.
The,
you never know.
Yeah, there might be, definitely. So we've got that one. And then there is also a new pub that's just opened up. Flight Club. That's a pretty cool one. I haven't been in there yet, but they had the opening this week.
Darts-based.
Yeah, darts-based, yeah. So it's going to be a really good one too. It's lovely when you get a new, different type of bar like that opened up. It's kind of along the same lines as the table tennis one. What's it called? Serve,
yeah. So it's that interesting list of locations.
Yes.
Birmingham, Boston, Chicago, London, Manchester.
I didn't know that.
So Birmingham, elite venue now.
Right. That's really good, isn't it, to be actually in that?
But the thing I see now, when we I covered this with James Forrester on the Birmingham Property News Show.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of the correct word for, as in boys and girls can play it together. That's why it's a good sport.
Unisex.
And I kept saying bisexual.
No.
But that wasn't. It's a bisexual sport. No, but that's not what I meant.
No, it's a unisex sport.
It's a unisex sport. There we go.
It's an all inclusive sport. Yeah. As all sports are nowadays, aren't they? Everyone can play.
Well, no, but it's like, you know. I could play with the wife quite happily, like bowling. I can play bowling with the wife quite happily.
Yeah.
So It's not like a gender bias thing.
That's it. There's more and more of these types of things. Yeah, no, it's not about nothing to do with bisexual.
No.
It's
I couldn't think of the right word.
Move on. HR says move on.
HR says move on. There's more and more of these different types of pubs opening up now where you can do a lot more themed pubs, yeah. Which is great because the things that you can use all the time. So if it's during the day, you can go in there doing networking, bringing the family in. Just if you wanted to do something like that before you went drinking, brilliant for all things like that.
Yeah.
Christmas parties, brilliant for all that coming up now. So it's an ideal time for that to be opening up and starting to market and to come onto the scene for definite. We've got a list, haven't we, of pubs.
Yeah, 2019's been a good year for Birmingham for clubs. There's been a few closures, high profile closures. Jamie's place has gone, the Italian, and there's another Italian in the mailbox has gone, and that kind of stuff. But actually, there's a big list of places that have come to Birmingham since. So the Oyster Club, which is Adam Stokes's place, which looks very, very nice from the outside. That opened in February.
Yeah, where's that?
I knew you'd ask that.
I think so.
Waterloo Street. There we go.
Waterloo Street. Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks cool. I can eat oysters.
Is it? It doesn't. I don't know. Does it serve oysters? It probably serves oysters, but it's not just oysters, is it?
I know it's not just oysters, but it's predominantly oysters in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've got other stuff on the menu.
There'll be a separate
oyster
bar.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Where you can see the chef shucking oysters.
Yeah, don't do oysters.
The Bracebridge has come, which is a boathouse place in Sutton.
I think this looks absolutely beautiful.
It does, a really picturesque location and setting, isn't it?
Has that replaced the boathouse? There was a restaurant there, wasn't there, called the Boathouse?
Yeah.
Got that wrong?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it might have just gone into
new management.
That does look like the Boathouse, actually, wasn't there years ago?
Tattoo, which is...
Tattoo, this looks beautiful.
It does look stunning,
really
doesn't it?
Opulent, doesn't it, this does?
Yeah.
Really nice place.
The Grand Hotel's 5,000 square foot venue.
It's very shiny.
Yeah,
it
looks pretty
good. It's new.
Modern Chinese cuisine.
Very shiny anyway.
Yum, and magic cocktails. I wonder what's the magic in their cocktails.
Oh.
We need to go in and have a look at that and
check
find
it out.
Can't beat a magic cocktail. Well, that one needs a bit of work doing on it.
Basement at the Grand Hotel.
Oh, there we go. Right.
That's pictures of it.
So this is before
Herman the
it was
German
done.
Came in at Grand Central and replaced the square pie, I think, or the not the square pie, the something pie.
Yeah. This one looks good. Now, we've been... waiting for something like this to come to Birmingham for a while now, especially into Grand Central, because I'm not sure how many restaurants are actually in Grand Central.
There's a fair few. Oh,
there's a good few in there now, isn't
it? I wouldn't know the answer to that question. But
so what's on our next one now?
Square Pie, that was it, yeah. Franco Manca.
Yeah, we spoke about that on the first time I ever did a podcast. Remember?
Yes,
we did. James Forrester.
That's right.
Franco Manco, yeah. This looks pretty cool. I wonder how it's going.
Nice looking pizzas, yeah. Huh? And they did it as well, didn't they?
And good price as well. Do you remember? There were
really good
prices.
Yeah, there were £5 for a beer and pizza, yeah.
Is that City Centre?
City Centre. Yeah. It's the old bank, isn't it?
Yeah, the old Nationwide Bank on
Bennett Hill. That's it, yeah.
Really good.
Yeah, cool.
So, the Thornbridge Brewery as well has come. They've got a place up on Carmore Row.
Yeah, good old Jaipur. Yeah, that's a nice beer as well.
We'll have to get some of that because I've never tried it.
Haven't you?
No.
Okay, we'll do that next week.
I'm a bit disappointed it's a dry week,
really. I was waiting for it to come. Ewan had a bit of a hissy fit this morning because there was no tastings. I was like, we don't have to do tastings every week.
If you want us to do tastings, we need to let the fans decide, mate.
When we get some fans, we'll ask them. We're a bit premature on the fan stations yet.
I only agreed to this because
it's only one that writes in. That's enough for me.
I only agreed to do this because I thought I'd get to taste something.
See?
I have tastings of water. We don't always have to have tastings.
Okay. That's another bar.
I've got my water. Huh?
That's another bar that's in a bank, look.
Yeah. It's just a way of utilising all these old buildings that aren't banks anymore. It's a sign of the times. There's no banks, but there's pubs everywhere.
Yeah.
Crackers. There's another pizza.
A pizza place.
Another pizza place.
In Grand Central.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's this week's competition. How many restaurants
in Grand Central?
That we know the answer.
We'll put that down. We'll have
and
to
Gino
go
De Campo's place.
I want to go in here. This looks pretty cool. Where is that? Looks like it's in the ballroom.
That's in Manchester.
That's in Manchester.
That's the one in Manchester, but he's opening one in Temple Row next to the Ivy.
Right. The two-seater, 200-seater restaurant.
There's loads.
Andy's low and
vibrant
slow.
Vibrant for food at the minute.
Birmingham is just, it's such an amazing, absolutely amazing city, because you could literally just go anywhere, do anything and find whatever you wanted around there. So it's really exciting at the moment for all the different things that are coming in. And all the big chains that are coming in as well. I'm really starting to utilise how cosmopolitan Birmingham is.
I'm having lunch at Simpsons tomorrow.
I know, I can't go.
I'm a little excited.
I'm a little disappointed because I could have got there as well, but I can't. I just can't make it.
Very
really,
good.
Really good.
I've not had
I
before.
Went a couple of months ago and it was excellent.
Oh, yeah. I've wanted to go for a while. What did you eat, Emma?
I can't remember, but it was very good. I'm vegetarian, so it was a veggie alternative. What I do remember is the apple crumble dessert, which was shaped like an apple. And the crumble was on the outside of it and had some colour to it, so it looked like an apple with a chocolate stalk.
Oh, yeah, that sounds yum. I'd eat that now. I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten all day. I could literally eat
And we're looking at all these restaurants.
I know,
Isn't
yeah.
that- bit of torture.
I know, but that's all right. I'm a professional. I can muddle on through it.
You're just going to carry on, aren't you? I can tell.
Yeah. I haven't eaten for 3 days.
Haven't you? Do you need to stop looking at restaurants as well?
Why haven't you eaten for 3 days?
I'm joking.
Oh, right. Okay. I was about to tell you off then.
Do I look like I haven't eaten for 3 days?
That's ridiculous. God.
It's great. All a lie.
Oh, my goodness. Cool. Okay. So, yeah. Why? What is going on in Simpson tomorrow? It's the Phoenix Network.
It's the Phoenix Network in lunch. And it's a great... I do enjoy going, actually, because I've got that at 12 o'clock and then I've got the B&I Green Club that we go to and then we've got another thing to go to tomorrow night, potentially. So it's a really, really nice day for me. I really enjoy it. But the Simpsons lunch, I've looked forward to it.
Yeah. You always book this whole day out, don't you?
I do. It's my one day a month for me to go out.
What is it? The last Thursday of the month?
Yeah, a network. It's proper business.
He networks, networks. He networks heavily at the bar. That's what he does.
The networking gets a bit less as the drinking gets on, a bit more. Yeah.
Larry.
We start saying, no, stop talking.
But I drink responsibly.
You do drink responsibly, yeah.
I know when my mouth stopped working.
Your legs
How
stop.
Many pints can you have before your mouth stops working?
Oh, I don't know.
Quite a lot. Yeah.
I've lost count by then. So.
Right, okay. Yeah. A lot.
That's fine.
Enough.
Right, so weather. I'm going to say
we're doing purity thing.
We'll bring that in
later,
a minute.
Later. Right, okay.
Let's talk about the weather first, because I'm roasting. Who loves this weather? Is it too hot, or do you love it?
Well, the other problem is we've got to do it with the windows closed in here because it's because of all the noise outside. So it's
not too bad because you've got the fan on, but the when you're outside, I can't stand it. You get in the car and you have to, it's just roasting hot.
But we're nowhere near the fan. You are.
Well.
It is positioned for my benefit, not everyone else's. And I'm usually there.
Where is it? Oh, it's lovely over here.
Should we switch it off and let it boil?
No, leave it on. Yeah, I'm not a lover of this type of weather. I like when you go on holiday.
But
I much prefer cold countries.
Perfect for the barbecue and having some of the nice beers that we've reviewed in the last few weeks for the barbecue. Or
it is. Beer gardens.
Emma did a bit of research for us before we started.
Yeah.
Beer gardens. So
beer gardens.
Yeah. Loads of beer gardens. There's that have loads. Got rooftops and gardens.
So who were the shocking ones to you? Because there was two that were, the one that was really shocking to me.
What, the
pubs? Pubs with beer gardens in the city centre.
The Wellington. Wasn't that the one that you were very upset about?
But no, I like the Wellington beer garden, I have to say.
Yeah, it's not a garden. Beer garden,
It's a sun deck, they've quoted it as. But actually... I think it's better than that because the sun deck makes it sound you go out and you bask in the sun. Well, if you don't like basking in the sun, then you're not going to go outside. But actually, it's a really cool temperature-wise space because you don't get a lot of sun in there. It's just, it's airy and nice and cool and in the shade. And I love it in there, I have to say.
Yeah, I would. If I was going for a beer garden, I would be 100% finding one where there is some shade. I can't be sitting... My Irish skin doesn't do well in the... I just can't deal with it. No.
Back to 50.
I'm that person that's on holiday abroad with a hat on underneath an umbrella, just going, it's too hot, hot.
You're reveling in being Irish this afternoon, aren't you, mate?
I do every single day, yeah.
Yeah, you know why.
Why?
The cricket.
Oh, you just tried to discreetly say to me then. I lost it. Sorry. I was, yeah. You dropped in about
all
the cricket. You were disappointed.
We spent all the time doing that running order.
Are we still winning?
Well, you're doing well.
What do you mean?
Well, you've beaten England's score.
So we're winning.
No, because it's not over for another 3 days, but it looks like it's going to be over tomorrow, the way they're going. So England were all out for 85,
yeah,
which is a crap score for those of you that don't understand cricket.
Go Ireland, go Ireland, go Ireland. Do we normally beat you?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, right. God, I wonder what's happened.
No, it's the heat.
Yeah. Maybe anyway, Ireland excelling.
Going something. Back to the beer gardens, the one that really shocks me is the old joint stock. I would. I can't even imagine where the beer garden is at the
We're going to have to go and check it out, aren't we?
I'm going to go in tomorrow. I'm going to make a point and go, walk away from Rongy's around the corner and go in. And
is there any photos on the website?
I'll have a look.
I haven't seen... I think I've only been in there a couple of times, the old junk stock. And that's probably
it's a nice place.
Yeah, really nice. Where is it in Birmingham?
It's on Temple Row, isn't it? It's right just up from the Ivy.
That's right. Yeah,
around the corner from
Arthur. Yeah, I don't know where that would be. It might have like a little one that's in the middle of a courtyard on top. Mm. Like offices. There's so many of those nice office blocks that have all got beautiful rooftop spaces where we'll go balconies. In and where they're having events and things like that. We put bars up there. And they might do
that's ideal for
either
you.
Networking stuff. Yeah, it's lovely for me. Okay. Yeah. We always like ones like that.
So the old joint stock pub beer garden.
Yes.
It's not a garden, but it is an outside area.
Yeah.
So it hasn't got any grass.
There's no grass. And it's grass. It's like the Wellington. That's kind of like the Wellington is.
Right. Hold on a second. Yeah. Isn't the Wellington up here?
Where's that?
You walk out of one pub. Don't you walk out of one pub and you come down the steps and you go into the back of another one?
Oh, yes, no, it might be. You're right,
I think it is. I have done this a few times, where you come out the window and, there, there's seating up there as well, and you walk down here, and that's the back of that one.
Yep.
So you can join the two pubs.
Yeah, that column there, that black column on the right, is actually the support for the beer garden at the Wellington, I think.
Yeah.
Got you.
No.
Yeah.
So I've actually seen it and didn't know it. There we go.
Yeah.
That's so it. It's a communal area.
A communal area. Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, you have to, I suppose, when you're in city centre, you've got to make the use of every single tiny little bit of space, haven't you? It's like it's like a house. If you live in the middle of a city centre, you might only have a small little paved area, but if you make it look really nice, it can still grow some nice herbs and everything out there.
An inflatable barrier to go around the outside of the rootless. So you've got a beer garden then. You can say the rootless beer garden.
We've got a beer garden. We've got the cafe barriers.
Right, there we go then.
There we go then.
So now you've got a beer garden.
We've got a beer garden.
Yay.
Yeah, and we set it up so it depended on whatever the size of the event is.
And garden.
Rootless pub and garden. Oh, I might change it. Rootless pub and garden.
Beer garden.
Yeah. Yeah, so we set up, we just put out all the big long tables like in the beer cellar and all that.
Mm.
Sometimes hay bales, whatever's up around. We just throw them all out. But yeah, different. I suppose we better bring Emma into it. Otherwise, it's kind of a bit, you're just sitting
I'm just
there.
Enjoying listening to all these outdoor areas that I can visit. I'm just thinking I might meet you and in town tomorrow and go and check out the Wellington / Joint Stock Garden.
We shall.
Do.
Outdoor area. Patio.
Are you going to Green Club tomorrow?
I am.
Oh, lovely.
I am indeed. Yeah. I'm in green. I'm going to Green Club.
Excellent.
She is green.
Cool.
Green refers to the networking group that we're part of. So basically, if you...
If you'd like to come.
If you'd like to come.
Your visitor points.
No, we're not doing that.
Contact Ewan at...
So let's bring you in. So let's have a little bit of your professional knowledge here, please. So in the pub trade... Conflict management is a massive thing that has to be, it's the focus every single day because it's such a volatile environment.
I was going to say, what's the size of the problem there,
Well, it's big. Whenever massive. Alcohol is involved in anything,
anything
can happen. So every single part of the way along, if it's in a pub, it has to be managed all the time. You're constantly watching what's going on in that corner. How long have they been gone? To the toilets, how long has that happened over there? Are those people in that corner getting a bit leery or too fruity? Or there's whole load of different things that you have to watch what's going on. When you do see those things happening, you've got to deal with it in the right way because you don't want it to escalate.
Absolutely.
And you also want that customer, that client, to come back.
Mm.
You don't want to get too shirty with someone, then they go, I'm never going back in there. She was a right moody, what's it? So it's a way of managing it that you maintain your clients and you keep them coming back because obviously that's hospitality trade is based on welcoming someone enough that they want to come back.
Mm.
So what would be your advice? So See, I know how I do it, so tell me what's the right way to do it, and then I'll tell you if I do it.
Well, I don't think that's there is a right or wrong answer to that. Mm. My view would be that anybody who runs a pub, a manager or owner, needs to ensure that everyone that they employ has the appropriate training, you know, from mm-hmm. a health and safety point of view as well.
Yeah.
Because there will be occasions where it's getting a bit too rowdy and you should maybe call the police.
Absolutely.
Don't get involved because you're going to get hit, punched, have something thrown at you and so on. Mm. So I would say that training needs to be appropriate in that it helps people to recognise when something's starting to kick off, for want of a better term, mm-hmm. so that they can calm things down and help people to, you know, enjoy their evening and not upset mm-hmm. people, because you're not just going to lose the person or the people that are causing the problem. You're going to get others walk out because they don't
excellent
want to be
point.
Involved.
Yeah, excellent.
So you
point.
Could actually yeah. empty an entire room, couldn't you?
Yeah,
if
you could empty
an
entire
really
room,
nasty.
And yeah, you could end up, if that goes on, especially social media is amazing now. Well, as you know, social media for me has been fantastic since
yeah.
I've been doing yeah. this podcast. It's the exposure I've had.
Yeah, but there's a reputation.
Being in the paper. Yeah. The negative is if you do something yeah. wrong or something like that happens, it's highlighted and it's out there and it's done.
Yeah.
So yeah, you've got to manage that really well.
Yeah.
And you can't, there's nothing you can do about it. If something's gone wrong, it's gone wrong. You just have to then just deal with the situation as best you can. But I do think definitely keeping everything on the lowdown is the way forward. Normally what we do at the Rootless Pub is I would just, before I would, if it was a completely new person in there, a new customer, they don't know I'm the landlady. They don't really know. I'm just a member of staff. Mm. So I'd kind of just go over, have a bit of a laugh and joke, depending on what the situation is, kind of just see if they're happy to do that. If it's completely gone past that, then I'll normally say,
box
you need
the
to settle down
with
now.
The shillelagh.
Huh?
Box the raisin, hit him with a shillelagh.
No, I'd lose my license if I did that.
I'd advise against that approach, to be honest.
Yeah. No, what? I'd normally then just get a little bit stricter and say, listen, you either need to settle down or you need to leave.
There needs to be a healthy fear of the landlady and landlord, though. I think there is a good
yeah,
thing
you
in
can
that.
Do that quite easily yeah, by just yeah. being assertive, by using yeah, the right yeah. tone of voice, and 9 out of 10 people.
It, yeah.
know.
Mm.
Like, in a moment, I'm going to have a quick word with you about last week, and it didn't. All it is just you change the tone yeah. of voice, the speed that you speak at, and 9 out of 10 people will go, all right, we'll settle
down. Better calm down.
Yeah, just settle down. Beautiful. But that's the same thing with them. I always say, I used to be a childminder years ago for 8 years when my kids were little.
That's got to be worse than dealing with drunk people, though, surely.
It's the exact same thing. Because you're it's
not
the
worse.
Exact same thing. You are dealing with a person that is, after they've been drinking, sometimes emotionally unstable. Some people can make them angry, other people can make them really upset. See, when you think about conflict management, sometimes it's about also looking after that person that's crying. They don't know why they're crying.
yeah.
And we've all been there where maybe you've had a really tense week and you all of a sudden you've had a few jars and you start thinking, what am I going to... But you've also got to make sure that person gets home safe. Watching out for all those types of signs. It's a massive subject that you have to really look after.
I think health and safety really comes into it. You're dealing with ticking time bombs sometimes, aren't you?
Yeah.
People who potentially are going to explode. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're saying. And it's about making sure your staff protect themselves.
Well, traditionally as well, I was going to say, because it's a transient industry, isn't it? You get a lot of people who'll turn up and literally would work for cash if that's what was on offer.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of HR, that presents a real challenge for, you know, for a lot of places to get people on board. I mean, I know that the construction industry attacked it with the Inland Revenue because they didn't want low trained staff just turning up and doing, you know, I think it was the SC60 program or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so the pub scheme must have serious issues with HR around, you know, hiring and firing.
I think, to be honest, many industries do a similar thing.
Yeah,
but
it's
every
industry.
We're really
the
busy
same.
In the garden because we have everyone wanting to enjoy the sun. Let's get somebody in. Oh, it can be my son, it can be her daughter to collect glasses. You know, you really do have to take a sensible approach.
Yeah. I think most publicans do. They know because it's their license. If you know what I mean, if something does massively happen on site and it's not been managed properly, or you find out you haven't done your due diligence or you haven't stuck to licensing laws, all those types of things, you can be removed from your license is taken off you.
Gone.
So that's your whole career gone down to Swanee just because you didn't interview someone properly.
I mean, there's a whole taxation issue around it that's a life of its own, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole different subject. Yeah, let's not get into that.
No, but from the HR viewpoint of if you're enrolling that person to come on,
you
know, and that person could be gone, and then it's like, well, you know, did we deduct national insurance? Did we?
Yeah.
You know, and that person's disappeared before.
It's one of those industries that's hospitality that will always be a high turnover because for a lot of people, it might just be a second job. It might be where they're like, I want to go on holiday.
Yeah, it's extra cash for a lot of people.
It's an extra little bit of pieces. But that's down to the publican to be a responsible publican and make sure that they're running things properly.
Well, I think it,
nine out of ten do.
As an industry, I think it's got a lot going for it and that you get flexible hours and, you know, hopefully a nice working environment.
Yeah.
But you're obviously working a lot of unsociable hours.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, working when your family are at home and maybe getting home at midnight, beyond midnight.
Yeah.
Tired the next day if you're working then as well.
Mm.
So I think as a, you know, as a landlord, landlady, they've just got to be aware of these things.
Yeah.
Make sure that, you know, everything's in place. Set the expectations, I say. You know, make sure that people have any relevant policies and a contract of employment just so that you set your expectations. I think sometimes employers are fearful of having contracts of employment because they think that it restricts them, but actually it does the opposite. It protects them.
Absolutely.
That's a really good point because, you know, everyone talks about employment and HR and that kind of stuff and they just look at the legalities of it rather than like, are we on the same page?
Yeah.
Because
that would be a really good starting point, wouldn't it? I didn't thought of that.
Yeah.
I think if you have a contract of employment in place and a handbook that refers to what to do in this situation, you know, the sort of situation we just talked about, what to do, what to say, what not to do, all those sorts of things. There's so much that you can get into there, but just in nice plain English, guiding the employees, you're helping them, you're protecting your business.
Yeah.
If you help them, they are your business, aren't they?
Yeah.
Let's face it. I think with any business, it's about the people.
Yeah, it's about
there is no business.
It's about looking after you. It's about looking after your staff, and if you look after your staff, they'll look after your customers. And that's
your customers
what it boils
will come
down
back.
To. They'll come back.
The other thing is, if you look after people, let's face it, there are lots of pubs and bars.
Yeah.
What you want people to do is to work for you, work well, be committed, be motivated, be happy, so that they don't move down the road for 25p an hour or whatever it is. You know, they stick with you. If you motivate them, look after them, they will stick with you because it's not just about money.
Absolutely. Well, it's also about training. If you invest in them with training, like you were saying in the beginning, and make sure that they're properly trained on health and safety, food hygiene, first aid.
But that's when it's a two-way
management.
Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's not cheap.
Yeah, it's not cheap. But that's one of those things where if you really bring someone in and interview them properly and find out that they do want a career progression and they do want to stay with you, it's something that you can definitely invest in, and it's worthwhile investing because they'll stay more. Because you've worked for yourself for a long time. Have you ever had staff or have you always kind of...
I've had staff three times. Emma's gone to move a car though. We're coming back to HR in a minute.
I was desperately trying to waffle there. There was all football going on. I was like, oh, thanks. You could have helped me out a bit earlier.
I've employed people three times and I've struggled with it every single time. But that's a bit of control freak in me and kind of doing things to the standard that I want them done.
Right.
And I've had some good advice from a couple of people. And the problem then is you hire someone who fulfills a requirement of performing a job rather than hiring someone who, when you sit and interview them, actually echoes your fundamental beliefs.
Yeah.
And if you hire someone on that basis, you get a lot of people say what they think in a job interview or they think you want to hear. But if you get into a just simple conversation about what's the kind of person that you're like and you understand their underlying beliefs and their passion for something, then you're more likely to get a person that you'll then agree with later on.
Yeah.
And I haven't done that, which I think is my fault. Clearly, but it is my fault. But you know, I've always struggled to find someone who I didn't want to correct what they'd done afterwards.
Yeah, that's the control side of things, isn't it? And also you like things
it's a
done properly
thing and a
as well.
Thing.
Yeah. You very much work to a high level as well in what you do.
Yeah, I can't stand getting stuff. I do get stuff wrong, but I can't stand it when I do.
Yeah, well, we all get stuff wrong. It's a natural way of doing it. It's just how you deal with it. That's the right thing. Oh. Emma's back.
You missed my great point.
Come on back in, Emma. We're saying about working with people and finding staff and connecting with them. Would you say it's a relationship-based thing where you have to connect on a relationship side of things, or is it more a professional side of things you need to connect to have a successful working relationship?
It's you've got to keep it professional. I think sometimes friendships damage work relationships.
Mm-hmm.
From my experience, if employees think that you're their friend, they behave differently and not in the way that you want them to.
Mm.
So it's important that it's professional. However, be friendly. Does that make sense? I think it's about communicating with people, being friendly, rewarding them to help motivate them, which in turn benefits your business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. And it makes it a much nicer working environment. If everyone can get on and have a chat and have, everyone doesn't have to have common common goals or common perspectives on anything. But it's nice if you can have a talk about things and deal with them and just have a debate. That's nothing. I love a good old debate.
Absolutely.
I'm a real debater. I love it.
Camaraderie, debating.
I love it.
You're a fighter, not a fighter.
Oh, yeah, I love it. So there's nothing more. My sister in Ireland, she loves a good debate as well, but her... You have to agree with her perspective on things as well. Isn't that right, Lisa? I'm a debater. You debate? Do you debate, Emma?
I like a good discussion, a bit of a debate, yes.
I think it's good. What about you?
Yeah.
To a point.
And then what? Then you get fed up of it.
Yeah, no, I like to debate points where there's an intelligent debate about the point when there's no right or wrong answer, but I can't stand it when people want to just argue for the sake of the fact that it's just like, you know, that's ridiculous. Moon landing, great call. Last couple of weeks, moon landing.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. There is a certain element that a friend of mine said, why does it even matter? If someone thinks it's a conspiracy, just let them think there's a conspiracy and that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Don't debate one way or the other, which is a good point. Because if you don't believe it, you don't believe it. That's fair enough.
That's the standpoint. If it's something I would say, right, okay, this is why I don't agree with what your opinion is. But then if they're really entrenched into that opinion, I would be like, right.
You can't change it.
Life's too short to try and change someone's, especially on something like that, because there's no way of proving it.
No, exactly.
So you just leave someone to it. They think what they think and that's it.
Updating the cricket. England is still out for 85.
Boom, boom, boom.
And Ireland are 127 for two.
Is that good or bad?
That's good.
Yay! That's
really good.
Very good.
I don't know anything about cricket whatsoever, but I know that Ireland's winning, so I'm happy with that. That's cool.
There's going to be some drinking tonight, mate, even if they still lose this test.
Yeah, if there's anything, the Irish know how to celebrate. Did you see that, the celebrations after that golfer?
And if there's anything, the English know how to lose at cricket. So,
yeah, I've heard that on the grapevine.
Yes, Shane. Shane
Lowry, yeah, that was another brilliant.
It's been a good week for Ireland.
A good week for Ireland sports. Yeah, absolutely.
Open Championship in Ireland, won by an Irish bloke. Yeah,
the country went wild. It was
Ireland
absolutely
up in the cricket.
Fab. Yeah, yeah, it's good. Yeah, maybe next year you'll do as well as us. You never know, guys.
Dear me.
Oh, come on. We never hardly win anything. We've got to take that.
You do well at the rugby.
Okay, we're feeling pleased for it. We do at the rugby, We do actually win a lot. All our Gaelic sports, excellent at
those.
You
win all the Gaelic sports because you're the only bugger that plays them.
No, we're not. Gaelic sports is really big throughout the world.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it on Sky, so I don't know. That's the limit of knowledge.
I know there's
a Gaelic rugby football club over at Solihull, isn't there?
Yeah, there's loads of them all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's absolutely loads. Sugar, what's that called? Oh, I can't remember what it's called. But they do. There's absolutely loads of them around there.
the Irish sport you can't remember the name of.
Oh, I know the sports. The name of the sports, you got hurling, Gaelic football.
Right.
They're the two main ones.
Right.
That will be played. Hurling's the one that's...
Hurling's with the stick.
Hurling's the stick. Hurling's the dangerous one. I'm so glad that neither of my kids played that.
Is drinking an Irish sport?
Is what, sorry?
Drinking. National sport, isn't it?
Is drinking an Irish sport?
Yes.
No, drinking's in the Irish blood.
Right, okay.
That's part of her.
They've got their own word for a good time, including alcohol.
Crack.
The crack.
The crack.
So it can't be. Yeah. Can't not be, can it?
Yeah,
it
has to be, yeah. We just did it for the crack. I mean, what? Drinking is for that.
The world.
Well, crack is for, so if you did something, so you'd use crack in the context of if I said to you, you said to me, why did you just knock over that bottle? I said, I just did it for the crack. I just did it for the fun of it, just for the crack. Why did you go out last night for? Just for the crack. I just did it. Just for the fun of it, yeah. Crack's a brilliant word.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Someone should really start a podcast with crack in it. Oh,
I think. With a second return if you do the search.
Yeah. On iTunes.
Crack at the Rootless.
Yay. Crack at the Rootless. Cool, cool, cool. Right. Should we wrap things up?
We still haven't done the purity thing.
Oh, sugar. Yeah, we have to do the purity thing because I'm really excited about this. This is, so I've been super busy. So there's quite a lot of events I haven't been able to get to this week. But this one I am going to try and squeeze in. So the Purity Pure Craft Bar and Kitchen. That's coming up on the screen now. Yeah. So this is in Birmingham on, what road is it on?
Tomorrow, Waterloo Street.
Waterloo Street. So tomorrow they're having the launch of, is that invitation?
It's for a new drink, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's pronounced Quebec. So basically it's a 5% beer that they're launching tomorrow night. So it's the brand new launch of it. So it's super exciting for them.
Is that we were talking about a gluten-free beer. Is it gluten-free, that one?
I am 99% certain it is.
It's gluten-free. That's cool.
Because I can take
Nigel with me. My mate Nigel's coming to the Phoenix lunch and he needs gluten-free because it's celiac.
So check before you fill in with what you think is gluten-free beer.
No, we'll double check at the bar first,
yes,
obviously.
Yes, do. But. Well, you know, if you've had a few, you might forget. No. I'm just helping.
One of my friends is celiac. So she can't have gluten and it doesn't matter how drunk she gets, she always remembers to double check what's going in her mouth because she gets so very sick, really, really sick.
I've just looked on their homepage now, homemade pork scratchings, and you know how much I enjoyed Ubu the other week?
Yes.
Ubu glazed pork pies.
Beautiful.
That is the food of the gods.
I'm looking forward to this. And they're on Deliveroo as well, aren't they?
Yes.
Nifty, that is. Yeah, so if you're like at home, you're just thinking, oh, I could really do with a nice cold bottle of beer and some pork scratchings or a pork pie or something. Get Deliveroo too.
I really miss pork pie. Because I haven't had pork pie. Since October, and I've really missed it. I do like pork pie.
I like a bit of pork pie. I don't like the jelly bit in pork pie. I seem to always talk about stuff that I don't like. I'm actually a really good eater.
Why don't you like the jelly, Murray?
I don't like the consistency of it in my mouth.
My dad calls that yum yum jelly.
Yum yum jelly.
Was he five?
Yum yum jelly.
A bit older than that. Yeah, when we were little.
Jelly. It's nice. If you think back, there's probably so many things when you were little that you called sweets, num nums. If they're having something nice, they'll say, "Do you want a num num?" And they go, "Oh yeah, num num." And then that got mixed up. We had to change that because they used to have dum dums. So dum dums and num nums got all mixed up. But anyway, back on to pub trade.
Sorry.
Went a little bit
my yum yum jelly.
So Pure Craft, tomorrow night, we'll be there. If you're there, say hello.
We'll be there, yeah. If you see us at the start of the night, come say hello. At the end of the night, just leave us alone.
Yeah.
Anyone wants selfies or anything like that?
Or a signature from the landlady.
I'm open for autographs. That's absolutely not an issue. It's only £10 a shot. Don't you worry about it. I'll bring out my my card machine with me as well. Why are you shaking your head?
Because Ireland are 132 for two.
Ara, that's fine. Just accept it. They're going to win. Leave it.
They are.
That's it.
That'd be the end of English cricket. Burn the bales.
Burn the bales. Right. Emma, if anyone wants to get hold of you, find out any more information about what you do or any service you could provide for them, how can they do that?
Well, they can email me, ring me.
Email you where?
Emma Ramsey, A-Y at the end, Emma Ramsey at impacthrltd.co.uk.
Perfecto. And do you have a Facebook page or anything like that as well?
No.
No. We'll talk about that afterwards. Social media is king. You need a Facebook page, Emma.
Okay.
We'll do that later. And Mr. Ewan Rankin, how can people get hold of you?
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow 12 Space Media on Instagram as well, and you'll see some of the pictures and the stuff I get up to there. And also we've got the British Tech Network where this is hosted. And thanks to TSO Host, who give us all the bandwidth for hosting the podcasts on British Tech Network. And we've got a couple of shows on there. And it's our bash this weekend, so we're having a bit of a house party with a few friends over. There's about 30 coming over. So
over to your house?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
What are you doing Saturday?
I was going to say, you didn't invite me.
Well, what are you doing Saturday?
Is that her invite?
That's my invite.
You're supposed to say, would you like to come?
So, no. Talk about putting someone on the spot live on
here. Well, no, because you mentioned, I was going to ask you, but you mentioned that you said weddings this morning. So I was just like, oh, what's that then?
Yeah, no, I won't be able to come over this weekend. But we'll see. I might pop by. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll have a look and see.
Stop by. Yeah. And plenty of food.
I'll phone. If I can hear loads of atmosphere and laughing and joking in the background, I'll come by.
There will.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. All right. And I am Mary Louise, your host for today. So I am from The Rootless Pub. So you can catch me at Mary, M-A-R-I-E, at therootlesspub.com. You can also like and subscribe, and please also leave a review for this podcast on iTunes. So if you just throw in Crack at The Rootless, we'll come up there. There's five on there now, so we're starting to get a little bit of a portfolio. So just have a, if you haven't listened to any of the other ones, please do, and leave a review on them as well. Any comments, even the bad ones. I'd prefer not any, but we'll
read them
the
out.
Bad ones.
We'll get a few more and then we'll read them out.
Yeah, we'll read them out next week. So also the Facebook page, if you have a look at the Facebook page, we've had loads going on there the last few weeks because we've had some quite a lot of media coverage and things like that. From starting off really from this podcast, so it's been a fab old thing to do this podcast as. So thank you, Mr. Rankin.
Pleasure. I've enjoyed everyone.
Marvellous. I've enjoyed it. It's been actually, do you know what? It's been blooming brilliant. I love it.
But if we have a dry one again, I won't.
What?
If we have a dry one again, I won't.
Listen, a successful life is all about balance. So
true.
You have, sometimes you have
You've
a bit of this.
You've just done this one so that you can
you
show responsibility.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. See this? This here.
Good job, I'd have put some Jack
Hydration.
Daniels in this Coke.
No, he did not. Stop saying that. Right, okay. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for listening. We'll be back on Friday next week. So this was an unusual turn to do it on the Wednesday, but we'll be back on Friday next week. Okay, thank you. Have a lovely week. Take care. Bye.